Hey guys, it's Afi, and this is day 19 of the 90 Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is, I am obedient to the Lord, and this is somewhat of a second part to yesterday's confession because I'm using the same passage of scripture as a foundation for today's confession. So going back to Exodus 1, and you can get the whole story from yesterday's confession along with the background. The Pharaoh decides to up the ante in terms of oppressing the Hebrews or the Israelites by forcing the Hebrew midwives to commit genocide and kill any baby boys that are born as soon as they are birthed. But there's two midwives in particular, and the Bible takes the time to name them, Shifra and Puah, who refused to do this. And it's because, and as it's quoted in the Bible, they feared God. And specifically, I would go further to say that they feared God more than they feared Pharaoh. And there was a lot to be feared, because if you remember, I was explaining how he was making life difficult. Like, he was making life unbearable for the Israelites. So he could have decided, you know what, you don't want to listen, I'm just going to kill you. But as a result of their obedience to the Lord's commands, the Lord rewarded them. I think there's another version of the Bible that says that the Lord blessed them with their own family. I think it was Amplified, and some people say the Amplified adds a lot of things and take, you know, but the King James Version says that the Lord dealt with them because of their choice. So here's a couple of things that I took away from that. Number one, again, the Lord will deal with you based off your condition and your choice. And in this particular situation, he dealt with the Hebrew midwives who refused to commit genocide by rewarding them. And the second part that I want you to take away is two things. Is that, one, yes, you should be obedient to the Lord because it is going to bless you. But two, you need to be aware that being obedient to the Lord is going to cost you something. And in this particular passage, being obedient to the Lord could have cost these two women their very lives. But they made a choice to obey the Lord despite the threat of possibly being killed. So, you know, to make it a little bit more plain, I'll give you an example from my own life. As a single dating Christian woman who was celibate, I made the choice to be celibate because I wanted to obey the Lord. I felt convicted about sex outside of marriage. And even though I struggled with it for quite some time after making the vow, I stuck with it. I stuck with it and I said, I'm going to obey the Lord. And it's cost me some things. It's cost me, I guess I shouldn't say it cost me, but it's caused loneliness in some ways. Not because it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm not dating guys, I am dating. But it's, you know, it's caused loneliness in the fact that sometimes people don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, and so they judge you harshly. But it's also blessed me because I bypass a lot of the drama that we go through sometimes by following our culture standards of, oh, just hook up on Tinder. You know, sleep with them before you get married, or sleep with her before you get married so you know what you're getting into. Live with them for a couple of years and waste time that way before you get married. So I bypass a lot of the drama. That's the blessing of being celibate until you get married to a man that you're supposed to get married to. So if you are struggling with being obedient to God because you know, like for instance, you might know that the Lord, as a single person, you know that the Lord wants you to stay celibate until you get married. If you're struggling with that, I want to encourage you to be obedient to the Lord and confess this over your life. I am obedient to the Lord. All right, guys. So until the next time, remember to confess your way to success. And today's confession again is, I am obedient to the Lord.